meeting of the Port of Port Townsend is called to order at 1 p.m. Good afternoon and welcome to our monthly meeting for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm your chair, Commissioner Hossie, sitting in for Commissioner Petronic, who is at sea. And with us today are Commissioner Henke, as well as our staff and some visitors, some public that we welcome. We're meeting in person at our Point Hudson Pavilion building. In addition, we have Zoom and phone access. Please feel free to stand and join us for our Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the
United States of America,
to the Republic which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is the approval of the agenda. Commissioner Henke, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice to hear you. Do you have any changes for the agenda?
I do not.
Nor do I. So with no objection, the agenda is approved as written. Public comments. Our court welcomes your comments in writing before or live during our meeting and presented to our commission as part of the record. The purpose is for you, our public, to inform us, your commission, about your views. We will not be entering into a dialogue during this time and encourage you to contact individual commissioners for further discussion. If attending in person, please step up to the podium and introduce yourself. You'll have a 3-minute time limit. If attending on Zoom, raise the hand icon to let us know you'd like to speak. If attending by phone, press *9 to let us know that you'd like to speak. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak today? Please come to the podium and introduce yourself. And thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Goldman. I'm here to represent the Gateway Copper Alliance. I'm going to read you a statement, and I provided the commission with copies. My comments are with regard to the Lower Sims Gateway and Tree Management Project. The following points are intended to clarify some misunderstandings and misrepresentations that have come to our attention about the project and efforts Gateway Poplar Alliance has engaged in to retain the poplars on Lower Sims Way. All agency boards adopted resolutions calling for the removal of all the poplars before there was a meaningful public. The entire so-called city supervised public process came after the decision and preferred alternative was chosen. There was no open invitation to the public to participate in the city's technical process of what amounts to a revision of the 1993 Gateway Development Plan. We have never been invited to serve on the city's stakeholder technical advisory committee. Furthermore, we don't formally represent the Port Townsend community and have never claimed to be here. We are not in a position to make agreements on behalf of. Since the beginning of this year, we have met 3 times with Aaron Berg and once with PUD manager Mark Street. Otherwise, since last year, no other agency manager and only 4 elected officials have met with us once each, and none of the managers and only 1 elected official formally answered any of the emails, questions, or information we requested from them. The majority of the members of the committee that are developing or will present to the City Council their findings about revisions to the Flats Transportation Corridor of the city's Gateway Development Plan are composed of a majority of members who, before they were appointed or in the meetings of the city boards on which they serve, were known to be in favor of the removal of the poplars. This is a matter of public record. We have always supported the Port Boatyard expansion project, including the undergrounding of the overhead PUD high voltage wires. The city has no legitimate economic development plan regarding the project. The city to this day has provided no justification for its participation. We have reviewed the public records and found what are incontestable misrepresentations about the need to remove the poplars by one agency manager, which was supported by the other two with their silence, in a public presentation to his board. Since that removal statement, that manager has expressed a 180 degree change in his position and declared there was no need to remove the poplars to underground the overhead wires. There never was a need to remove the poplars. Thanks for your time.
Are there any in attendance via Zoom who would like to speak?
How about you, Carl? I thought you were gonna hear from you.
Oh. I have nothing at this time.
Oh, Mara.
Just glad to be here.
Are there any in our audience attending by phone who would like to speak? Not seeing any hands raised. Thank you. And we have no public letters to share at this time. Item four, the consent agenda. Our next item of business is the consent agenda. And I would like to ask my fellow commissioner, are there any matters on which there are questions or that you would like to move to the regular agenda for discussion?
No, all good.
Okay, then the consent agenda is approved as written. Regular business, or sorry, item six, second reading, we have none. Item seven, first reading, we have none. Regular business. The next item on the agenda is regular business. And we may now ask our staff to tell us as they wish what our what this exciting thing is about, 7A.
Thank you, Commissioner Hossie. For public record, Matt Hans, Port Engineer, Capital Projects Director. Great news for the port, for the community. We opened bids late June, and we had three bidders submit bids, and we had great pricing. In fact, we had a low bidder, Orion Marine Constructors, who submitted a bid for $10,256,106, which is a fantastic price. It's less than the engineer's estimate, which was slightly more than $14 million, so we are pleasantly surprised. At this point in time, as the packet, the information that's in the agenda packet was written, we were still waiting for the Economic Development Administration's approval to award the project. The good news is we received their approval on, was it Monday or Tuesday of this week, Aaron? I think it was Tuesday. So we kind of cleared
Monday for 17 and yesterday
for the
authorization to bid.
Yeah, so authorization came yesterday. So that's great news. So that's a little bit of a revision from what's in the packet, where we said we're going to be at risk until we have EDA's authorization. Now, we thought that risk was really low. That's why we're asking the commission for their approval to award the project. But at this point, that risk is entirely eliminated. So we're excited to be working with Orion. They're an accomplished contractor. We have a lot of confidence in them. And we are moving forward, ideally, to begin work in September after the Wooden Boat Festival. I don't know, Aaron, is there anything you want to add?
No, unless you want to mention the steel farm, but it's in the packet in terms of our piling up size and timing to get those here. And adequate time to begin the project. So it's a big one. We're ready to go.
Yeah, so we did request the contractor to go ahead and order the piling. The contractor did that last week and sent me an email today saying they had confirmation the order is slated to be here kind of mid-October, which fits in with the contractor's schedule when they need it. We did, because we had a little bit of budget breathing room, we did increase the wall thickness of the pile so that we'll have more corrosion protection, which we felt was a good stroke of business given that these piles are uncoated, they're not galvanized, they're uncoated steel. That was intentional, and having that additional wall thickness will allow them to stand the test of time, which is what we're aiming for with this project.
Pete, do you have any questions for Matt?
No, I think it's outstanding that we came in at 10 and change. And, the cool thing is like upsizing the pilings, it just gives us so much latitude to, add in some options if we need to. I mean, we're almost $4 million ahead of budget. So it's just outstanding that we've got that wiggle room to because changes will come. We'll need to add in some things probably. And so we're way ahead of the game.
That's my sentiment exactly too. I'm so grateful. So I make a motion to move forward here with the award bid and to execute a contract for the Point Hudson Marina Jetty restoration.
I'll actually second that to make it super official on this one.
All right. This motion is approved.
Thank you, Commissioner.
What a thrill. What a thrill.
Yeah, now the fun part begins, construction.
Exactly. All right, next up on our agenda are staff comments. Aaron?
Great. I've got five items on my list, three that are just quick informational and two that I would like some commission feedback on that are in your informational item section. First one, just kind of drawing your attention to our new wherry storage area at Boat Haven. As I understand it, these wherries are essentially a kind of a single design boat built at the Maritime Center, and there's interest in having them on trailers and being able to hand launch them. So we've added, we, the maintenance staff, is when I say we, I mean them. and we had fun doing it. Added four parking spaces in an area that was otherwise unused. We've got one rented. We've got reason to believe we'll have others coming. I'm still very interested in some masted up sailboat parking for the same concept of easy access to water with a group that I believe is entirely local. Chris and I went for a joyride on Clean Bay in Fort Ludlow on Friday. I had quite a lot of fun driving around, actually driving the electric pump out vessel. And we are working closely with Northwest School Wooden Boat Building to what we think this will work out is we're going to contract with them directly to upfit our Munson as a pump out vessel. So rather than buying a skid unit and an outboard and having different folks supply and upfit it, we'll draft a contract directly with the boat school and they'll do all of that. We'll just drop off our Munson and they'll turn it back to us, fender it out, and we'll probably have an electric pump out versus gas. Power and controls, and this will be the first time they run a Prothro intern through the systems program. So we got the green light from our granting agency to do it this way yesterday, and they're excited about it. Last informational piece is just on inflation. The measure that we use here at the port came in today at 10.1%. So June over June, 10.1%. Quite a bit higher than I think people had imagined, and just something to be thinking about as we continue to work through the year and imagine how budget and rates and all that will be applied in the fall for next year. And the two items I have where I'm hoping for some feedback are Gunther and the port logo. So the port logo's been something we've been working on now for, it seems like about maybe six, seven months. And in your packet, it's on page 36, is what we've come up with. For those who can't see it and maybe tuned in, this is Alcyon coming home with Tony Wilson in the background at sunset with, I did check Pete on the whole rigging scenario, and it turns out there's enough wind that day that having all eight sails would have been too much. So that's why Alcyon's pictured with only four of the eight. Be there.
Yeah, quick comment. I mean, Carol will relate to this. I mean, and I explained this to Aaron too. I mean, when we owned, so Sugar and Leslie have the yard on the foremast. We did not. And, you know, kind of the classic Gloucester gaff rig fishing schooner did not run with a yard on the foremast. And like, if you think of the image of Blue Nose on the Canadian Dime, that really is the image of a fore and aft gaff rig schooner. So I just commented, it might be cool to put the rest of the sail rig up.
I have the same feeling, Pete, in many ways. And I think the comments that we've all had about the logo is to try to keep it as simple as possible and fitting into the oval, and something that could be reproduced in clothing and hats and that sort of thing. And I know there's a simpler version in route and are underway for such a thing. But so are you talking, Pete, about putting the jib top and the foretop and the main topsails up? Is that what you're saying?
And fishermen, but I don't know. And believe me, I have no bone to pick. It's, she's beautiful any way you look at her. And, you know, I think it's actually, it's Sugar and Leslie, and that's how they've sailed it really for years, with a lot of the ground is just with the fours on it, the four lowers, and that's how she should be. I mean, that's how she's represented today sitting in the marina. So yeah, I think it's great.
Well, it's interesting. So this this print, or this artistic rendering that Marion did, is from a photo coming in under the Golden Gate, and not unlike the breezes in San Francisco Bay, Port Townsend Bay often has those big afternoon westerlies. So given her angle of heel and, you know, kind of the typical westerly, having her four working lowers does make some sense. But I'm just thrilled that it's a local boat that represents our port. And
to just keep tossing this back and forth for Aaron, I do have that photo on my wall in the office. So hey, there you go. Love that photo.
Yeah, the Pacific Way.
That was one? Peter. That was Peter. What's his last name that took that? Wooden boat guy. Wooden boat photographer.
Right.
Neil.
Neil Verbenowitz.
Neil Verbenowitz took that picture in San Francisco. Yeah. So wow. Even better.
Well, what? Chris has purchased the capability to make signs that we think can reproduce this, even though it is complex and colorful and artistic. The intent here is there'd be a suite of logos, really. So this is the highest grade. It would be what would be on the front of the mortgage office, for example, and letterhead and business cards. But there would also be black and white and a line drawing version, and then a simplified version that would work for casting at the foundry and, you know, embroidery at the embroidery shop. That really probably drops the lighthouse and simplifies the sail rig a bit, no battens, for example, but keeps the same kind of frame, feel, and look, so it fits. But I think I guess the feedback I'm looking for from the commission, I know that the port adopted a new logo during Gibney's time here, and that did not go to the commission. I want to make sure that as we essentially get rid of the three that are in circulation now and go to a single new logo, that you're comfortable with it. And if you want more time or more process, that you let us know. Otherwise, we are probably ready to start printing signs. We've got a bit of a backlog of sign work that we'd like to do, kind of welcoming people and directing them into the marina and other places that we've been a bit holding, waiting for the logo. But you know, another month won't kill us if that's what the commission would like.
What are your thoughts, Pete? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. If Aaron, if you were coming to me as a business saying, I want to use this for my logo, I would say probably not appropriate. It should be a lot simpler in terms of a theme. But I think for us as a special purpose district and representing a beloved boat in the community, why not? It's great. So yeah, I'm ready to go.
Is there any concern that we should wait for Pam, or do we?
You know, she was involved, you know, as we were working through, I don't even remember how many versions we worked through. I think she felt comfortable with this. She was pretty adamant. She wanted a Jefferson County background as opposed to Whidbey or Baker or any of the others that we looked at. But she was pretty fond of an Olympic background, but it was kind of difficult to represent what you see from Port Townsend Bay looking into the Olympics in a way that works really well on a logo. It's you know, having helped with this project, it kind of created a green mass as opposed to something really distinct. So the other thing we were hoping to do here was to a bit call back to the 1920s version, which had a lighthouse on it. Could have been Point Wilson, could have been in Flagler, or it could have been so.
What do you think, Carol?
Well, I think it's beautiful, and I love having Alcyone on it. I am, because I designed it, very fond of the logo that I created for Port Townsend Sails years ago, which just has, it's just a line drawing with the Olympics behind it, and Schooner Adventurous and My Little Folk Boat are in it, representing the types of boats that we made sails right. for then. And so part of me was still hankering to have a fish boat in the mix here, given what our port does. But really, I feel ready to go on this. And one comment that we got from Ashlyn Russell was on some signs where it's appropriate, not clothing, for example, but putting serving Jefferson County, which would then, you know, kind of tie it back to what we do here as a port. So that was, and that's probably an easy enough add for the appropriate things. So yeah, I'm seeing some head nods and some thumbs up here from Chris and from Aaron. So I'm ready to approve it. Does this require a motion?
I don't think so. Given the history of logo adoption, I just wanted to make sure that there was comfort on the commission that ideally we're not talking about logo in 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year, that we're happy and you know we're getting it used and people enjoy it. Okay, so appreciate that. The next item that I had is late materials, and it is the Gunther project. You all have a selection of photos that show Gunther, which is a nearly 42-foot long gray whale skeleton. I think Gunther washed ashore on Marrowstone before I came to work for the port and was dragged over to Hadlock, allowed to, as I understand, a necropsy was performed and was allowed to naturally decompose. And then a team led by a veterinarian have you know, painstakingly salvaged all of the bones, sealed them, painted them bone white for protection, and reconstructed Gunther. And the original imagination was that he would live at their house. And then one thing led to another, and a conversation with the Marine Science Center and having Gunther be on public display, which again, one thing led to another. And here we are talking about Union Wharf. So you can see on the drawing that Les did here, which is drawn to scale, Gunther takes up about a 1/3 of the space under the covered area or one bay. Although you would be able to walk under his 10-foot wide fluke, it would be 7 feet high at the lowest point, 8 feet away from the outside post. There would be a railing installed around Gunther that would be friendly to approach and would also allow for some interpretive signage. And probably important to know that the bones themselves, as I understand it, are effectively owned by NOAA and are licensed or permitted for display. So this would be an educational display of the Marine Science Center telling the story of the community coming together to do this. And would just be out there for all to see and enjoy. Now, the part of this would be licensing the space, and then we would also propose to take a responsibility for putting in the lighting and possibly the camera systems to provide some security coverage. Lighting in particular, we'd like to see Gunther lit up. So at night, you might come in by boat and see a brilliant light 42-foot gray whale greeting you at the end of Union Hall. So the question for the commission, I guess, is kind of twofold. One, are you supportive of this? And two, if so, do you need another meeting or any process to get to the finish line? Ultimately, what I'm looking for is authority to enter into a license agreement with the Port Townsend Marine Science Center to license that use for the Gunther display. And I'm proposing a license that has no fee. So a mutual benefit of public education.
Pete,
Aaron, go ahead, Pete Carroll.
Well, I was just gonna say that I'm pretty much over the moon about this idea. I can't think of a better use for the wonderful work that people have done on this project already, both to inspire and educate. And I am envisioning that the lighting and the surveillance cameras and the licensing, that sort of thing, is not gonna be particularly costly to the port. And I'm all for it. I'm so excited to see it. And I'm so grateful, Aaron, that you had the thought to do it. It's just a really magical thing that will be a gift to the community from these people, of course, who did this incredible project and are being able to shelter it as a port. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it too. I guess only just a word of caution. It would be, and I'm not saying you need this. I guess what I would hope for, Aaron, is we would get a budget on it. And part of that process would take a look at, you know, I'm not familiar with skeletons that are stored outside. It seems like anytime you think of a skeletal display, it is inside. And I don't know if that's a weather related issue, if that's a heating or cooling related issue. But I would like to see us, it's a great idea. It's a great project. I'm all for it. I just want to make sure we've got all our hands around the entire project. So, you know, let's make sure, does the bones need to be dipped in resin to preserve them if they're outside in the elements? You're gonna be hanging this, I think. So there's gonna be maintenance. What's that?
Not hanging, Pete. It'll be on a deck level.
Okay.
Gunther's about a 1-ton object at this point with the steel structure, and hanging Gunther, it doesn't quite fit without an addition to the Union Wharf structure. And that also would have changed how Les and I don't remember the welder's name. Rick. Yeah, Rick.
Rick Vernon. Yeah.
Yeah, he's working at the Aero Museum too. You know, they'd imagine Gunther on stands. So switching to hanging is different. But as to the whale itself, the port would not have any responsibility to the whale. So we would be licensing the Marine Science Center to have the exhibit. So from a budget standpoint, you know, we're thinking it's a $3,000 to $5,000 project for us to light it and put cameras in, with probably most of that really going to the cameras. And those have secondary benefits for the port.
Right.
So, right. So I think minimal cost and then future maintenance of Gunther would be Gunther's custodians.
Right. And that's great. That's my only concern, is I don't want to hand something off that 20 years from now is falling over and the commissioners are going, gosh, you know, those turds, why'd they do that to us?
So. Well, and I think what I would propose to the Marine Science Center is essentially a no-fee educational license that would be an automatically renewing annual license. So there would be a way for future commissioners, particularly if there is a maintenance or vandalism issue or becomes unsafe, there'd be a way to say, hey, you know, time's up, Gunther's okay. Got to go. I really imagine, I do think graffiti is going to be a problem, and we talked about that, and part of that's why some cameras seem prudent. I really think this will be something that people will love and cherish. And because the Marine Science Center is moving, you know, they'll be able to see Gunther from their building and vice versa. And I think we're going to be working more and more with the Marine Science Center. I can imagine, you know, water intake, for example, maybe off of Union Wharf structure, maybe some camera equipment that they might want to install underwater. You know, they just don't have the same relationship to the water in their new building as they do in their current building. So I predict that we'll be working closely with them to help them get to the finish line on their new aquarium facility.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, and so I'm all for it. That's great. I also would add that I think, like Carol said, has a visual, especially when you're coming into town in twilight and you're going across the waterfront. It'll be spectacular, and it'll really heighten the Marine Science Center. I mean, marine biology, which I can tell you from our years on the water, the lower Puget Sound and Admiralty Inlet is vastly different than it was 20 or 30 years ago, and much more active with whale, sea lion, and seal activity. So it's really appropriate, I think, that as a community, we start to talk more about that, and having this whale in place as an exhibit will really be a great kickoff for that. So yeah, I think from a symbolic standpoint, definitely all for it.
If the commission's comfortable, probably just to have the T crossed and the I dotted, a motion to authorize the executive director to enter into a license agreement with the Port Townsend Marine Science Center for the Gunther exhibit at Union Wharf would be perfect.
I'll make that motion that we do that.
And to make it official, I second it.
So there we go.
No objection. The motion is passed. Wonderful.
So maybe the last words on Gunther, checked in with the city. There's no permitting for putting Gunther on Union Wharf, but to put a railing at Union Wharf around Gunther will require historic design review and permitting. So that will be something that the team will work on. We'll obviously be helpful as much as we can, but what's the welder's name again, Steve?
Rick.
Yeah, Rick will be building it, and he was looking at how to match, you know, essentially the rail design that we have at our new jetty walkway, city dock, wave gallery. You know, there's a sort of a standard look out there now in downtown. We're proposed to match that.
I think that's wonderful to have Rick involved. He's a wonderful individual.
Yeah, it seems like they have a dream team, actually, from the folks I met. They were all, I mean, I'm not sure you could have assembled a better team for this project, from a veterinarian at the front end to a master welder and design at the back end. Yeah, I just met him for the first time one day. Great, we'll move forward. We'll keep you posted on wonderful. Gunther coming to town.
Commendable project to be a part of. Blessed.
And that's all I have, kind of a lot for staff comments from me, but you know, Eric's not here and Abigail's not here and Christian's not here, so I figured I could allocate their time to myself.
Do we want to hear from
I have a couple
couple comments to share. I'll be brief. One would be related to quilting and dredging the marina. It was several weeks ago, the engineer that's going to help us with the dredge design met at the marina with me. We walked the site, assessed the facilities. And yesterday we had the surveyor there who did the underwater survey. So that is being processed. So in the coming weeks, we should have information where we can start doing some dredging design and estimating. So a bit of good news there that we're moving forward with that project, at least on the preliminary engineering front. One other comment I want to make, just because we won't have a second meeting in July, August 6th is a Saturday. The plan is to have an open house for the community to come in and to see the work, the good work that's happened for the Sims Gateway Boatyard expansion project. The idea is just to come up for air, show the community the work that's happened, what the stakeholder group has suggested. There'll be kind of a range of scenarios. There's a no expansion option, which I'll admit isn't that desirable from a port perspective, to the full expansion, which does in fact require removal of poplar trees. But it'll just be an opportunity to share the work that's taken place so far. I don't have the exact time, but it is August 6th and it will be at the Port Townsend Community Center, probably be kind of like mid-morning to early afternoon, sort of in conjunction with the farmer's market. And we'll do some press releases and let people know that it's happening when we have the time pinned down.
Matt, will this boatyard expansion open house include the vision of the expansion to the west as well, or
just
the gateway?
Good question. Yeah, it's just the expansion to the north along Sims Way, okay. But not the west expansion.
Got it. Thank you.
That's it. That's the end of my comments. Thank you.
So, Chris, did
you? Sue? Let's see. Lisa's. I have rented out the two remaining Waterview offices in the main building. One was executed this morning, and the other one I'm in the middle of writing it. Marine Resource Consultants is exercising their last and one and only 2-year option on their lease in the Armory building. And U.S. Coast Guard, I talked to their real estate property specialist, and they're going to negotiate a new lease. And I think it's a 5-year lease that they're going to negotiate with us. Staff continues meeting with Sea Marine. Fish and Wildlife, they are going to submit a proposal to rent the cupola annex with some construction changes to that. And Dave Ward, we met with him actually about formally closing out some expired leases for sites that actually it's site 2 that is we're terminating that lease. It's a 2-7-8 lease. And we are going to talk to him more about the lease for site 2, construction lease for the hangar site pad 2. That's at the airport, by the way. And we also have a meeting scheduled next week with LBG Development. They were one of the other contractors who had won the bid to build on sites 1 and 3, and that's also an expired lease agreement. We're going to terminate that formally and offer him an option to enter into a new lease agreement. And that's all I have.
Great. Any further comments here before we move to commissioner comments? Pete, my fellow commissioner, do you have any comments?
About Joanna, did she have any comments?
Oh, Joanna. Joanna does not have any comments today. Thank you for asking.
Just briefly, I think staff is doing an exceptional job. And I don't know quite the word is. So I'm not going to name any names, but it's been interesting in the port world developments from previous people that have been employed at the Port of Port Townsend. And I am so grateful that we have Aaron as an executive director and Eric as our deputy and Matt's as our engineer, Joanna has running, basically running the port now, and Sue there. I mean, it's just an exceptional team and we're just very, very fortunate to have it. So I'm just wanting you folks to all hear from me and probably Carol as Pam as well, I'm sure. We're very grateful that you guys are in place and doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Well said, Pete. I completely concur. And I appreciate so much the reorganization that happened and the teamwork that I see, not only making the port more efficient, but just a happier, more harmonious place to be. And it's really beautiful. It's the vision that that I think so many of us had and didn't know how to make happen. And, you know, with Aaron's leadership and everyone's full participation, it just seems like we can communicate more freely, get things done, and jump on opportunities like having Gunther with us and, you know, have everybody on board. It's a really beautiful thing. And I just wanted to thank Sue Nelson's mom, Diane, for donating a piano to the pavilion room here so that if anybody wants to get up and play some music, that's an option. So
we've got two pieces left to that. I guess we have a mortgage tenant at the Boat Haven that I'm supposed to contact after he's done sailing to come tune it. And then we need a canvas maker to put a cover on it. And we will have followed the Bertram Levy instructions to a T on acquiring piano, tuning it, and protecting it. So we'll be ready for. So I assume we'll have Bertram, I hope you listen at some point. I'm expecting some pre-commissioned piano music just to get people ready for the meetings in the future. You know, like at the movie theater, you open it up a half hour early for a little music.
Popcorn too.
Okay, I'm bringing my guitar. All right. So our next item in business, our next regular business meeting that was scheduled for July 27th at 5:30 is canceled. Therefore our next public workshop and regular business meeting will be Wednesday, August 10th at the Pavilion Building via Zoom with a public workshop at 9:30 and regular meeting at 1. We have no executive session. And other than saying thank you to everyone who's here and appreciate the involvement all of us have in our beloved port, I adjourn the meeting at 1:43.
Nice job, Carol.
Thank you, Pete.
That was a serious gavel, too.
Yes.